Harriet Meyer's nomination to the Supreme Court has riled many conservatives. Last week, we heard from the editor of the National Review, Richard Lowry. He wishes President Bush had chosen another candidate. Well, commentator Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, and he thinks Myers has a lot to offer the American people.
On the eve of the confirmation hearings, the rush to judgment over Harriet Myers is not only unfortunate, but sadly continues. Moments after the nomination announcement was made, the instant analysis began. In the minds of some, there was no need to wait to hear from Harriet Myers herself. They would draw their own conclusions, a troubling rush to judgment that is simply unfair. This is true within both the liberal and conservative camps. But I've worked with Harriet Myers on judicial nominations on both appellate and trial courts for the past year. She has a wealth of experience that uniquely qualifies her for a seat on the highest court in the land. She also knows precisely what President Bush is looking for, and that is someone that will understand their role as judge and not set social policy from the bench. Harriet Myers' experience as a trial lawyer will be a benefit to the court and to the country. And she has handled complex litigation, too, including providing daily legal advice to the President of the United States. As White House counsel, she helps to decide which cases the administration will weigh in on at the Supreme Court and what legal positions the administration will advocate. These cases range from issues on the war on terrorism to abortion. For those that criticize her level of experience, this misinformation is frightening. Yes, it's true that Harriet Myers has never served on the bench as an appellate court judge, but that's an asset, not a liability. Those that have spent their professional career as judges tend to forget the real implications of the decisions they make and the impact that they have on regular people. It will be refreshing to have someone that understands that a decision of the Supreme Court will have real and practical implications on business and in people's personal lives. Just like some of the most memorable and influential justices of the past, the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist was named to the High Court after working in the Department of Justice. The same is true of Byron White. And Lewis Powell, who was a former president of the American Bar Association, he went from private practice directly to the Supreme Court. No one would argue that these justices did not serve with integrity, honor, and keen legal insight. In her role as White House counsel, Harriet Myers has shown an extraordinary understanding of constitutional law. She tackled tough, complex constitutional issues. Take, for example, the separation of powers. On a daily basis, Harriet Myers is confronted with balancing the role of Congress in setting social policy. She works with the House and Senate leadership on a daily basis. Another example of her legal prowess concerns the war on terror. The White House confronts important legal issues concerning the war on terrorism. These matters include issues of international law, congressional mandates on the War Powers Act, and the application of decades-old conventions of war. The president has known Harriet Myers for over a decade. He has worked with her intimately. He knows that she will uphold the rule of law and the Constitution. I look forward to the confirmation hearings, where the pundits will step aside and let Harriet Myers speak for herself. The nation will see why Harriet Myers will make an exceptional Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Commentator Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. We're featuring a variety of perspectives about the nomination of Harriet Myers.